Have you ever reached for your phone just before someone texts you, or touched someone and immediately knew they needed comfort or space without a single word spoken? That's not just good instincts. That's your energy body speaking. And your hands? They're how you listen. Your hands are one of the most powerful intuitive tools you have. Today, we're diving into how to feel energy using nothing more than your palms. No fancy rituals, no complicated systems, just you, your body, and your awareness. This episode is for everyone who's ever said, "I'm intuitive, but I don't know how to trust it," or "I feel something, but I can't explain it." We're going to practice tuning into energy in your hands, your body, and your surroundings so that you start to trust what's always been there. Welcome to Mystical Minds, everybody, the podcast where magic meets modern life and the metaphysical isn't just possible, it's personal. I'm your host, Allie Theis. I'm a psychic, energy worker, soul connection specialist, and the former host of Ask Allie, the longest running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl Guide to Goals, and one spicy erotic novel. Plus, a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Silk, where I shared how to create a bedroom that truly invites love. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others remember who they really are through intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into this mystery together. Welcome, everybody. I'm so glad you're tuning in for this episode. Yay! I don't have any announcements. I'm hoping to have some really good ones soon, but I need to hear from a couple people, sign a couple contracts, dot the I's, cross the T's, and we'll see what happens. But I'm pretty damn excited. So let's move forward to the card of the week, shall we? Now, it doesn't matter if you're listening to this episode today, or if you're listening to it a week, a year, 5 years from now. This card is for you for the week you're listening to this episode. Okay? So let's see. I'm using Guides of the Hidden Realms Oracle by Colette Baron-Reid. Let's open up the box here. Get out these cards. I haven't been working with these cards a lot. I just got them a while ago, not a while ago, maybe a month. So they're incredibly stiff, and I don't know all the meanings off the top of my head, but I'm getting pretty good at it. By why? Because I'm using my hands to sense meanings and using my eyes to tune in to the energy the card brings. So let us see. This week, goodness, I'm pulled for a good week. Are you? Come on, no whammies. And we have the Emergence of Protection card. This is all about setting boundaries, guys. People are going to try to ask you too many things. They want you to say yes too much. Say no. Put boundaries in place to give yourself some downtime to self-respect your, people respect your time. This is for people who like to badger you as well and say things who are not so nice. We all have those type of people in our lives. And by creating boundaries, they can't be rotten to you as many times as they'd like to be. So this card's all about boundaries, self-preservation, and trusting in divine protection this week, the emergence of protection. What else can I tell you about this card? This card will protect you from the wacky energy of the week. Energy is something I go over in the Mystical Minds group, but this week's energy is pretty wacky. I know this because I already drew it for the week. What else do you need to know? Watch your words, okay? And if you do not understand what somebody else is saying to you, or Maybe it just hits you the wrong way immediately. Mirror back what they just said. Did I hear you say? And then say the statement, whatever they might have said. And they say, is that right? And see what they say. And if they actually did say something that was rotten, then time to throw those boundaries up, right? This week's all about boundaries and protecting your energy. If you don't protect your energy, who will? Okay? All right. So that is the card for this week. And the mystical item of the week. And I don't know why I don't put it in my notes. I did it again. I put it in the show's notes, but I don't put it in my notes as I'm doing this. It is the energy sensing ball, the chi ball exercise, or chi ball exercise, however you would like to say it. It's not a physical object, but it's a practice. What you do is you rub your hands together, okay? Rub your hands together, slowly pull them apart, and feel the tingling chi ball between them. It's an energy ball. This strengthens your energy sensitivity. Yes, and we'll be doing this exercise more in this episode. I learned a lot from a gentleman named Robert Bruce when it came to energy. He has unfortunately deceased now, but he taught me a lot of energy. We had a lot of talks, me and him. He was just a wonderful person to converse with and talking about energy. He also was a big, I hate to say the word guru because I just don't like the word practitioner. There we go, practitioner and expert in astral travel. So if you ever want to get good at astral travel, seriously, Google his books, Astral Dynamics. If you can find the original version as opposed to the cut down version they released later on, because a publishing company picked it up, try for the original version. It is a thick book. It has a white cover, and there's a, and I don't have it in front of me. There's a design on front in different colors. That book literally jumped out at me at a bookstore. This was years ago, years, years, years. I'm pretty sure it was the Barnes and Noble in Fairlawn. But I was walking past, looking through all the metaphysical books. And, well, what's here? What's here? And I remember glancing over it because it had a white cover, so white binding and everything, so that it stood out from the other books. But I just passed right by. Astral Dynamics, that's nice, and I kept going. And as I turned to my right, the book fell out and fell on the floor. It just fell out. There was nobody else around. Behind the bookcase was a wall, so nobody pushed it through. So I was like, oh, okay. Pick it up and bought it. And the rest is history. I absolutely love energy. It's all Robert's fault. I miss him. Good guy. All right, so let's move forward. Your hands are more than tools. Oh yes, indeed you do. Your palms are portals. They pick up what the eyes can't see. Your hands aren't just functional, they're perceptive. If you partake in any type of energy healing systems like Reiki, I never say it right. I want to say Kwai Gong, and that is absolutely wrong. That's how my brain processes it. But you know what I'm talking about. Qigong. And damn it all. As I get older, the dyslexia in my brain gets worse. So believe it or not, if you have been with me for a while, me pronouncing things now is actually worse than when I start what than in 2000. But I don't know how that was possible. The food system. AYURVEDA. Okay. Which I studied in school. But the palms are recognized as gateways. This is what I'm trying to say. The palms are recognized as gateways for sensing, receiving, and transferring energy. Science, believe it or not, even backs this up. Your palms contain some of the densest concentrations of nerve endings in the body. You're biologically designed to feel. That's right. The buzzing you sense when you hold your hands near someone, it's your biofield interacting with theirs. So let's do the palm wake up like the Qi ball exercise. So let's rub our palms together fast for 10 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Pull them apart slowly, about 3 to 6 inches, and close your eyes. All right, move them closer as your eyes are closed and further apart. What do you notice? Do you notice anything? Do you notice any heat? Any tingling? Any magnetic push or pull? This is the beginning of your hands becoming instruments of perception. And you can do this before you meditate, before you pull cards for somebody, or energy work. It helps to sharpen your intuition. You can also test this out with objects. Place your hand over a crystal, a deck of cards, a candle, and notice how the sensations shift. Now, if you're using your hands to put it over an object, or if you grab an object, which I think I'm talking about a little bit, grab it in your receptive hand. And I'll probably repeat this when I get to that section. But grab it in the receptive hand, and the receptive hand is the hand you do not write with. Okay, so I'm right-handed, my receptive hand is left. If you're left-handed, your receptive hand is right. All right? Now, so let's do an energy ball practice. This is your inner guide in motion, okay? Now that your hands are activated, let's take it up a notch, shall we? We're going to do the energy ball. So visualize or imagine, it's both the same thing, a ball of light between your palms. What color is it? And you can close your eyes as you're doing this. You don't have to stare at your hands. Okay? Feel its size and its weight. Is it light, like a bubble? Or maybe a little more dense, like clay? Slowly compress and expand it, like you're playing with a soft balloon. Okay? What we're doing right now, this isn't pretending, okay? You're strengthening the connection between intention and sensation. You can even ask it an intuitive yes or no. Ask your energy ball question, any question. Let's see, I'll ask mine. Soulful connections. Am I on the right path? If it expands or feels light, then it's a yes answer. If it contracts or grows heavy, it's a no answer. And for me, it expands and feels light. So a yes. It's a nice, playful, but surprisingly accurate way to access your inner guidance. A lot of times, you know, our brains get in the way. Our brains like, no way, that's not true, man, type of stuff. And when we throw thinking about things out of the equation and feel into things, we can more in tune with our higher self, our soul, our intuition. So this next one is like, this is, we're going to scan our bodies, okay? And in a normal, in a, like a, in a session with me, when I scan your body for doing the energy work that I do, this takes a lot longer than what we're about to do, okay? Just to let you know. So place your hands, because remember, we've already activated them. Place your hands a few inches above your own body. If you can, move slowly from your head to your toes. Okay, I'm sitting down, so I'm going over my top of my torso, or my head, my neck, my torso. That kind of tickles. Okay, so what are you noticing as you're going up and down? Do you notice any warm spots, cold patches, a pool somewhere? This is one of the ways practitioners detect blocked or overactive energy in your energy, in your aura. You don't need to analyze it. This isn't brain work. This is feeling work, okay? Just feel this. Over time, this is not something you automatically know, if you feel any tingles as you're going over your body. It's heightened energy. If you feel heat, there's activation or healing. I'll tell you what, my solar plexus, that thing is, it's hot. if you feel a coolness, it's depletion or numbness, so you're going to need to wake that area up. And if you feel pulled towards an area, it's a place on your body that wants some attention, okay? Try this with somebody else. Could be your partner, a child, a friend. This is all with permission, of course. Then compare notes. You know, you go through the exercises we just did about activating. You go over their body. They go over your body, and then you compare notes. Okay. There's usually physical sensations where the hands seem to linger. If you linger a place because you can feel something, or you linger someplace because you can't feel a thing. That's usually when you can't feel a thing, that's usually where that area needs some healing. Okay. Now we have some amplifiers and anchors. Now, spiritual tools. They're not to replace your intuition. They're not to replace what we're doing with our hands and energy, but they enhance, okay? They enhance what you feel. They enhance what you sense, okay? Some nice crystals, selenite, because it cleanses and amplifies energy. The labradorite, because it enhances your psychic sensitivity. Any quartz, because it magnifies intention. Quartz are energy magnifiers. Some essential oils. Frankincense is wonderful. It opens third eye in your crown. Sandalwood helps to ground and center you. You can apply one or two drops of frankincense or sandalwood to the wrist and rub palms together before energy work. So put a little bit on each wrist and then rub your palms together, and the energy that's in your wrist from these oils will help to activate your hands, okay? There are sounds. You can use a singing bowl or some chimes before scanning or doing any ball work. It helps to shift your brain into alpha theta mode, the intuitive states. So I have a 3-day energy touch tune-up challenge, okay? So you're going to want to know where this is on the recording. This is like at 17 minutes and 54 seconds. So, day one, do the palm activation, the rubbing together, remember, and then the energy ball, feel the ball between your hands. Maybe ask yourself a yes or no question and feel what comes. So, that could be today, Monday. Tomorrow, Tuesday, you could do a self-body scan, you know, rub out your hands again so you can activate. Then scan your own energy field. Where do your hands pulse? Where do they feel cool? Journal your sensations and your emotions. And then day number three, choose an object with personal significance. Could be a photo, some jewelry, a stone. Hold it and let your palms listen. What emotions or impressions come up? And again, remember, hold it in your receptive hand. If you're right-handed, it's your left hand. If you're left-handed, it's your right hand. Okay? And if you do this challenge, please let me know. Let me know on TikTok. What is my... And let's see, because I totally forgot what my handle is on TikTok. It's either OBE Allie or Allie OBE. And now I have to look because I've mentioned it. And okay, down TikTok. It is OBE Allie at TikTok. And I spend most of my time on TikTok as compared to Instagram or Facebook or anything like that. But you can, if you do it on, tag me on, good Lord, Instagram. Again, it's either OB Allie or Allie OBE, one or the other. Or Facebook, you know, let me know. Again, I've been using energy a long time, and all my life I've been using it. We all have, of course, but really in 2002, when I first met Robert, over the last 23 years, anyways, I've really concentrated on it, and I don't use a system. I don't use Reiki or anything like that. It's me and my intuitiveness. That works with energy and for long distance energy. I actually, with your permission, obviously, how I work with your energy is I can scan it from here and then I walk into your energy and move things around. So I, for lack of a better way to put it, I astral travel into your energy and move things around. That's how I work. And yeah, that's how I work. So we are here at the end of Mystical Minds. I almost said Ask Allie. Remember, your energy body really, it speaks a language of its own, and your hands are fluent. Whether you're brand new to this or rediscovering skills from a past life, the more you feel, the more you know. There's no guru needed, not at all. No gatekeeper, just you and your palms learning to trust the invisible. And that's a wrap on this episode of Mystical Minds. I hope it sparks something inside of you, maybe a memory, a knowing, a nudge from your soul. If you loved what we explored today, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. And if you're craving more, please come to the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. You'll find support, community, and your people. And if you walk the metaphysical path and would love to share your wisdom on the podcast, whether you're an energy worker, intuitive healer, or just somebody with some wild spiritual story, I'd love to hear from you. I'm currently booking new guests. The link is below in the show's notes. Don't forget, you can book a private reading or soul session with me, some energy work, at any time at outofbodyecstasy.com. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, a deeper connection, or maybe just a new walk down your soul path. Until next time, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.